And it was, they had to move the house back.
That was 27.
I don't remember. But our land, we had a house on, the storm had blowed the house down. And that was good ways back in Demi land. But my aunt's house was at right in front of the levee. So my father gave her his land because we wasn't there. We were all grown and we wasn't using the land. And she had her house rolled back on the land. Well, over the years, that land had sunk and it was kind of low. But that old house might be still there, I don't know. Because she died and left it for my cousin with the understanding as long as we live, all Fred children would have a home, you know.
Different types of soil that you had.
Well, I don't know anything about the soil. Only thing I know, the richest soil we had was from the horse menu, and that's all I knew about.
Yeah. What, any different kind of soil? Like, did you have that kind of real black soil?
Well, we have that now. I mean, since I've been a grown woman, we buy soil. It's got different kind of soil. You can buy planting soil. You can buy...
loam soil? Loam?
Yeah. And you can buy barn meal. That's a soil too. It's a dirt mixed up with barn meal. And you got another soil I can't remember the name. It's mixed up with horse manure.
You know what buckshot was? You ever know? Or gumbo? Did you ever talk about the land? You know, soil being real thick? Okay.
No.
Now suppose there was some land that had trees and had water standing in it most of the time. That was called a
slush.
Okay.
They call them slush.
You call them back out in the woods some places, there'd be just water in it all the time. Would there be a lot of trees?
Call it like a swamp.
Yeah.
He called it swampy land.
Yeah.
Because it held water all the time. And it had these leaves like lilies growing all over in it. That was like a little swamp.
That was a slush or a...
Yeah, we call it a slush.
Or a slough?
I don't
think, that was?
No. But I think a slush, I don't think that was the name for it. It's just people called it that because it was sloppy all the time, muddy and wet all the time. They just called it slush.
Okay. Now...
That wasn't really the right name. I just...
They dug what to get water off the land? They dug... To drain the water off the land, they dug...
Ditches.
Did you ever see places where water would flow?
Into the ditch, yes. Well, they would dig a stream. If you know what a stream is, it's like a ditch. But a ditch is a deep hole, a deep thing. A stream is just you just cut a little hole where the water will drain off the land in there, and then it'll drain to the ditch. And then the ditch goes out to the river or some lake or someplace, you know. It's got a drain somewhere. Some places has big pipes that the sewage put down. And it has these ditches, and it got big pipes in the ditch, and it goes into a canal. See, like Claiborne, that's the canal underneath there. I remember when all that was opened up. And underneath that grass and mud, it's a canal where the water still goes under there, just like it goes through the spillway.
Did you ever see a place where water would, any other places where water would flow, something smaller than that?
Gutters. I don't know what, still call them gutters. Out in the country, you couldn't call it a ditch because it wasn't big enough. And you couldn't call it a stream because it was too big. It was something in between the two. A gutter was just a drainage that you wanted. Say, for instance, the water going to run out your washing machine. You let it run in the gutter. And it runs out to the street, going into the sewage.
Oh, I see. Did you have metal down there for it to run in, or was it just a little
mud?
Dirt.
Dirt.
Okay, a gutter.
Yeah.
Gutter.
A gutter.
Gutter.
Yeah. Now, okay. Some people have...
You know what a gully was?